This is Magic Drive Time, your daily dose of Orlando Magic basketball.
Drops it off to Vooch, he'll dunk it down. Daddy Vooch!
Magic Drive Time is presented by International Diamond Center, your local diamond experts since 1981.
Throws up ahead to Isaac, and look at the tomahawk from the Seminole. Oh, Chief Osceola's smiling somewhere.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And welcome, everyone, to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli here with you from our RDV Sportsplex studios. Our producer is Jake Chapman, and we are joined in studio by the one and only. He is Jeff Turner, of course, former Magic player and now analyst for all games on Fox Sports Florida. And we have our first Fox Sports Florida telecast coming your way on October the 9th in Atlanta, which we're excited about. So we'll get into all of that as well. But JT, before we get started, I want to let our producer know we had a little outing last night. It was awesome. We got together at the Steels. It was great. They hosted us at their house, and we went outside and played a little game. JT was playing with some of David's grandkids, right? And we were playing a game of horse. And JT had HO and took a shot. And you know what he said? I don't do S's. Shooters shoot, Jake. Shooters shoot.
Evidently.
And even in the game of horse, his line to said what? Six-year-old.
I think it's 6 years old, yeah.
Six.
I mean, I
Cole made the shot, and Jeff said, I don't do S's. I thought that was fantastic.
You can take the guy out of the NBA. You can't take the NBA out of the guy.
I just don't think there's any reason why you ever go easy on people. I don't care how old you are.
Yeah.
You know, my daughters will tell you that they, you know, they probably didn't end up playing basketball because dad never let them win at anything. So, but
so I let my daughter win at Uno, 5 years old. Is that not
you
Jeff
let
Turner,
her win or
sometimes,
she just actually
sometimes
win?
She okay. will some, but sometimes I could play a card and win. And if I feel she's in a funk, I won't pile it on.
Yeah,
you that wasn't in your DNA.
It's just hard. I can't. You know, I guess the level that I played at or something. I would find myself, if I get too competitive, I start trash talking a little bit, like you saw last night a little bit.
But, he elbowed me in the face to keep me away from the basket.
But I don't think, you know, like Monopoly or anything like that. Oh, I'm trash talking, you know?
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Oh, don't come around here. This corner is locked up, ladies, you know?
Come on, Park Place,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, good stuff. Well, we got the first game coming. That was a lot of fun. Special thanks to David and Sally. But as far as the telecast goes, how excited are you this time of year to be back at it? Catch up with David Steele again, get back on the road, and start watching Magic basketball.
I'm really excited, Dante, and I think a lot of that is because of the way we finished last year. So much excitement around the team. What happened over the summer by re-signing Nikola Vucevic and Terrence Ross, and you see the continuity. You're going to hear that word thrown around a lot. But it feels good, right? When you go in there, it's the same guys that are there, and they can build off what they did at the end of last season. Yeah. I think that's reason for excitement, not only for us on the broadcast, but for our listeners, our viewers, Magic fans. You know, I feel when I talk to people, there's a little bit of a buzz in Orlando right now.
You're right. And I had a little anecdote I was going to plug in here, but in our production meeting, producer Jake Chapman said, so you don't want to lead with the things people care about. I said, okay, so I'll save that.
That's called producing right
That's called producing. And I will ask you what happened in day two of training camp, because I do think that is what people want to hear about, and you were able to see that today.
Yeah, well, I think if you read the papers, follow the newsletter, Steve Clifford not as happy with yesterday as you know, I'm sitting there, Dante, and I'm watching. You're watching a little bit yesterday, and it's a lot of good things, right? You're seeing Markel
Fultz look good.
Sure,
I was very surprised.
Sure,
you know, I was
Jonathan
very impressed.
Isaac and everything. But Steve Clifford, you know, and again, it's not out of character. We saw it all last year. The expectations are high. He set them high from the moment they started training camp last year to this year. I thought today there was good intensity, a lot of a good effort. You know, it's still anytime you're playing against the same guys
day in
and day out, and they've been doing this all summer, you know exactly what the offensive schemes are. It's going to be a little bit sloppy. Mm-hmm. There's going to be turnovers. Guys are anticipating things. So there was a little bit of that, But the intensity, the enthusiasm, a little bit of trash talking out there. Like to see that.
Good.
So I thought it was a pretty good day.
JT, I wanted to ask you about that, about Coach Cliff's address yesterday on Tuesday at the end of the first practice. Is that one of those things that, you know, you can really only fire that bullet once, or maybe, you know, that's a tone setter, and regardless of the way they practice, maybe he was going to send that message no matter what on day one. This is where we need to be. We're not there yet.
Well, you know, in most instances, I think that's probably true. You know, Otis Smith used to tell me when, you know, he was the general manager here in Orlando that, you know, I've got basically it's a six shooter. I got six bullets, right? And I got to figure out when I'm going to use them because that's all I got.
Yep.
But Cliff is one of those guys. He's an equal opportunity guy. I mean, he doesn't hold back on anybody. He's just really looking for it's not necessarily perfection, but it's maybe a perfection of effort and consistency and concentration. You know, I was telling Dante before we came on, today it was Emile Jefferson. You know, of all people, you know, Emile just wasn't doing some good things, and Steve would stop and he would get on him. But you know what? As a player, as a former player, I think guys appreciate it because, you know, you've all heard, if he's not talking to you, then you got to start worrying,
Absolutely. Right?
If he is on you and he's watching what you're doing, he wants you to be better, that's a good thing.
Oh, it is. Speaking with Jeff Turner, analyst on Fox Sports Florida, our first telecast comes your way on October 9th. The game on Saturday will be televised. Oh, I'm sorry, the game on the 7th will be televised on Fox Sports Florida, but it is the Pistons feed, so no television for Saturday.
Get a little Blaha.
The only way to know anything about the game on Saturday is to follow it right here on 96.9 The Game, and then we have our first telecast on the 9th. And I think it was interesting, the question that was asked, JT, a lot on Media Day was, can you be the team that was 22-9? We know how hard it is to do that, and we know how long it took for them to kind of find their footing. What's it going to take for them to start the season the way they finished it last year, and can they do that?
Well, I think they can, and here's the advantage. And, you know, I mentioned that word, continuity, right? That's been thrown around a lot. You know, Steve Clifford talks about continuity is only good if you come in with the same work ethic, concentration. So here's what I saw yesterday. So Steve Clifford's defensive rotations and schemes are pretty tough to grasp. I thought we saw.
I didn't understand anything from yesterday.
Well,
no,
right.
You're right.
But here's the thing. So if you look at that first group, and you know that's the group that finished last year with the DJ and Evan at the guards, Jonathan and Aaron at the fours, and Vooch at the center. When those guys are running through the rotations, they've got it.
Yes,
you know,
you're right.
They understand the conversation. So then you'd go to the second unit, and you know, with Mo Bamba and Terrence Ross, MCW, you know, you throw in Aminu, Wes Iwundu,
Markel.
Those guys, some of those guys are just kind of learning, right? But there's a foundation there. So if you've got the effort and the concentration that Steve's talking about, then that continuity, that foundation really lends itself to you getting off to a pretty good start.
Well, hopefully they can do that.
I think one of the only new faces and one of the really only changes, if you're going back and you're trying to build that continuity, is Al-Farouq Aminu. And he seems like the type of face, the type of player that you could add into the mix and not, you know, you're not ruffling too many feathers. What have you seen so far from him, and how good a fit do you see him being, especially with some of the young forwards on roster being able to learn from him?
I really like the pickup, Jake. I think that the Chief gives you a guy that's been around the league. You know, he can play kind of that hybrid 3-4, can go step out and guard threes and everything. But again, one of the things that you love when you watch practice is his demeanor never changes, right? He's battling, he's working. So I think guys like Aaron Gordon, Jonathan Isaac, they're going to benefit from having him there every day, pushing him. And then it clearly helps with depth, right? That we were very fortunate last year on the injury front. This year, adding Aminu into the mix really gives you a guy that helps you from that depth standpoint. The fall off is not going to be quite as steep. If Aaron Gordon rolls an ankle or something like that.
And you know what's interesting too, and I know fans probably don't pay this much attention to it, but it was evident yesterday. You're working on closeouts, right? You're working on getting out to the three-point line. the way he moves,
yeah,
and there are no wasted movements, no wasted steps. No, it is just so fluid, and it's very difficult for, I would think, ball handlers to get around him. You can see why he's one of the better defenders in the league.
Well, and you understand why he has value, right?
Correct.
Like,
yes,
why,
sure.
Teams see him, and he's worked himself into, lineups, yep. A very big part of that Portland team last year, and why, when John Hammond and Jeff Weltman are looking in free agency, there's a guy, this guy can really help us, especially if we're going to be a great defensive team. I remember yesterday on the closeout, you kind of just leaned over and was like, look at that. That's
this guy.
But you see it, right?
You see it.
You
it's
see
evidence.
It. They're doing a simple drill, but you're saying, oh, wait a minute. Now, that's special, the way that big man moves.
What is Mo Bamba thinking these days? He only played 47 games last year. He put on size like they asked him to. He kind of understands what the rigors of a season, at least from the length of a season standpoint, didn't get to play every game. But what is his thought process as he comes into camp and all the things he's trying to accomplish going into year two?
Well, hopefully the way that they handled him last year at the end when he was hurt, really making him sit and learn the game. He had to come up with a scouting report for Coach Clifford. Every game, especially during the playoffs, they sat down for about 15, 20 minutes before the game. That's great, right? Keeping him involved and everything so he understands. But the other thing he understands, right, is that Kim Birch was very successful, did some really good things.
Sure.
And even though it's been said, okay, Mo comes in, he is the backup center, he's always got Kim Birch back there. And he knows that Kim did a great job and they're comfortable with him. So I think that's good for players to have, it keeps you a little edgy, right? That you always know there's a guy behind you that's pushing you a little bit and you recognize some of the things that he did that were so successful. I will say this, Dante, watching practice, I thought Mo had a great second day of practice today. He really did some good things. He didn't get lost in the shuffle a little bit. He was a factor on both ends throughout most of the scrimmage.
We're just getting started here with Jeff Turner. We've got much more with him. Magic fans, tip-off presented by Advent Health is right around the corner, and you don't want to miss opening night. Join us at Amway Center on Wednesday, October 23rd, as the Magic take on the Cleveland Cavaliers. Visit OrlandoMagic.com for tickets to experience Magic above all. We'll be back with Jeff Turner in just a moment. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, here on 96.9 The Game.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Hey, Magic fans, here's a pass that always leads to a score. Buy or renew a qualifying Walt Disney World annual pass at Amway Center this season and score a free Orlando Magic Nike Swingman jersey in the color of your choice. One annual pass gets you a year of theme park magic at all 4 Walt Disney World parks and an Orlando Magic jersey. That's twice the magic. Visit the Orlando Magic team shop at Amway Center or OrlandoMagic.com/annual pass for more information.
Here comes T. Ross. The headband's on. He'll fire for 3. 3 in a row. Yes, sir.
Magic fans, bring your group out and experience the best Amway Center has to offer. You can play where the pros play with our Court of Dreams package or perform pregame and let Center Court become center stage. You can also join the kids' tunnel and high-five the pros. The group experiences are endless. What are you waiting for? Call 407-89-MAGIC to take advantage of these amazing group opportunities. Special price available for groups of 10 or more.
Aaron Gordon takes a handoff, comes down the baseline, got to the top and rammed it home. Back-to-back dunks, Orlando. This is a three-point game.
Hi, this is Orlando Magic head coach Steve Clifford. Since day one, the Orlando Magic have trusted the professionals at Jewett Orthopedic Clinic to keep us in the game. We not only think they are the best orthopedic group in Orlando, we think they are the best throughout the NBA. So go where the pros go and get back in the game with Jewett Orthopedic Clinic. Jewett Orthopedic Clinic, the official team physicians for your Orlando Magic.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's 6 miles at 6 a.m. For others, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit. with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole-person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. Visit AdventHealth.com.
It's time you level up your lemon lime with clear, refreshing Mountain Dew Ice. Why settle for this when you could have this? You want a fist bump that ends in one of those fake explosions? Or a fist bump that ends in an actual explosion? Want to pull up to the party on this? Or arrive in this? Make this musical request? Or this one? Mountain Dew Ice. Clear, refreshing lemon lime. Redefined.
I'm Robert Palmer, president of RP Funding. With home values at an all-time high, smart homeowners are using RP Funding to access their home equity now more than ever. Home equity could be the best way to finance home improvements, consolidate debt, make investments, or even large purchases. But don't use your home equity to pay closing costs. Let me pay them instead. Visit rpfunding.com or call 855-773-8634, 855-773-8634.
Terms and conditions apply. See website NMLS 701-68, Equal Housing.
Advent Health and Southwest Airlines are teaming up to provide Magic fans the opportunity to catch a game on the road this season in one of three destinations: Houston, Denver, or Milwaukee. One grand prize winner will receive two tickets to a game in the selected city, airfare, lodging, and $200 in spending money. 5 second prize winners will receive 20,000 Southwest Airlines Rapid Rewards bonus points. For more information and to enter, visit OrlandoMagic.com/getaway. That's OrlandoMagic.com/getaway.
This is DJ Augustine of the Orlando Magic. You're listening to Magic Drive Time on Orlando's sports leader, 96.9 The Game.
And welcome back to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Choose your games, lock in your seats, and save big with your Orlando Magic Flex plan. See top opponents like the Houston Rockets and Los Angeles Lakers. What are you waiting for? Visit OrlandoMagic.com/flex plans to purchase your plan today. Dante Marcatelli, Jake Chapman, joined by Jeff Turner, analyst on Fox Sports Florida. Our first telecast comes your way on October 9th. The game on October 7th will be televised on Fox Sports Florida, but you're going to get the Detroit Pistons feed. And JT, I tell you what, I just read that for tickets. People are going to be hitting you up for your tickets this year. I know it's been happening a lot the last couple of years, but you must get takers coming from every which angle, I would think.
Well, I'm glad that it's going to be more this year, right, Dante? You know, there were times, you know, over the last 4 or 5 years where, you know, you're sitting there and you're calling around, hey, I got my tickets, got my tickets, and you're not getting a lot of takers. So, but I again, that's that buzz that I think that we were talking about. People are, you know, have already say, hey, you know, if you got any tickets this year, and it's like, yeah, oh, okay, you didn't want them a few years ago, but now you're interested. So, but that's understandable.
Make a list. I say make a list. Make sure anybody who didn't want them a couple years ago, they go to the bottom of the list.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. The ones that wanted to come to the Monday against the Cavs a couple years ago, you're exactly right. They go to the top of the list. I want to touch on the veterans. We just heard DJ Augustine and what it's like going into camp, and I want to get some of your experiences being a veteran going into training camp. But you touched on Jonathan Isaac, and just finish that thought, JT, on how far he's come and just the air of confidence that Jonathan is exuding right now.
It's amazing, isn't it? It's, you know, what an opportunity for him this summer, being involved with USA Basketball, being a part of that select team, being coached by Jeff Van Gundy, and really doing well, holding his own and everything. I think, you know, again, you talked about all the things around them that John and Jeff have surrounded these guys. You know, it'd be easy. You bring in a kid like Jonathan Isaac. He's 19 years old. He comes in, you know, just a few pounds over 200, right?
Yeah,
and it's just at 7 foot. You know, he's really struggling to battle out there. It would have been easy to, you know, throw this diet on him, right? Or he's eating all these calories and try to put the pounds on. But that's not good for young guys, right? You need to grow into your body. And I think one of the great things is they've allowed him to do that. And then Jonathan, to his credit, has seen, I need to do this, right?
That's right.
It's not easy when you're a young guy to eat all these calories and put on the right kind of weight. So to your point about his confidence, I think that's helped him. His body, you know, he's up to around 235, I think, 230. That's probably where the range he'll play at. And so I think that has helped him. And he's done a lot of work with his ball handling. They're giving him the confidence now and the green light when he gets a rebound to bring it himself, Aaron Gordon has done the last couple of years. That's going to make him better. That's going to make the team better. I think, Steve Clifford made a point yesterday, shocked me a little bit. Last year they were number 8 in getting back in transition defense. But Steve said, this year we want to be top 10 in offensive rebounding as well. Now, that usually those two things don't go together, but I think Steve and his staff have recognized
that length,
and particularly a guy like Jonathan Isaac can get you a few extra possessions on the offensive glass. So we'll see how all that plays together, but I think that confidence that Jonathan has, I hope, comes from the coaching staff, I think, saying, you know what, we're going to do this because we see this in you.
Guys, I'm new. Does that guy ever stop smiling? J.I.?
No.
I mean, he's got an absolutely magnetic personality. He's got the superstar personality, certainly, to match if the game catches up. I did want to ask you this, Jeff. What is new? You just brought up, maybe a little bit of a refocus or a change in focus as far as offensive rebounding goes. As we know, any Stan Van Gundy disciple is going to say, get back. We're not going to get beat in transition.
Right. But defend.
Yeah. Exactly. Maybe a little bit louder and a few more cuss words. But have you seen anything new? We talk so much about continuity. What could be new this year from the bunch?
Well, early on, I think you're seeing just kind of a review of things. So the new part of it, again, is that focus maybe on getting, to the boards a little bit better. That's you pointed it out. Now, for Steve Clifford, it's going to have to happen. I think he's been talked into this by his analytics department maybe and the assistant coaches. But for him to stay with it, they're going to have to show some progress and everything. So I think it's early yet to be seeing a whole lot of new. First few days, you want to get your basics in at training camp so that you're ready. I mean, my goodness, they play Saturday.
Unbelievable.
It is, I think Steve yesterday after practice, if I'm not correct, said we've got 13 practices 13 left practices. Before we tip it up for real. It just goes by very quick. So the learning curve is very steep right now for a lot of the young guys, and then I think as we move along here, they'll be adding new stuff in. But wouldn't be surprised to see a little bit more up-tempo, especially with the guys we've mentioned and the guy we haven't talked about, I'm sure you guys have, in Markel Fultz and his ability to get the ball up the floor very quickly.
And we caution fans, as we know, caution ourselves, you go into it with kid gloves here. We're taking this day by day. We don't know what to expect from Markel Fultz. He's worried about training camp right now. Then he'll be worried about Saturday's game. But he looks good. He looks comfortable. He looks to be in great shape. He seems very comfortable with the basketball. And he's quick, JT.
He is really quick.
He is quick out there.
The ball goes from one end to the other very quickly, and not just with the dribble. It's not like a John Wall thing. He's got a pretty high basketball IQ.
Yes, right.
And so the ball with a pass or using a quick screen or something, he gets it to the right places. And again, you're right. When you miss as much time as he had, there's rust, right?
Yeah,
it's going to take a little bit to knock that off. But again, because of the depth, the guy, I don't know if y'all talked about him, but had a great day today, is DJ Augustine. We get excited about the potential of Fultz, but DJ has come into camp, Dante.
That guy's a survivor,
he
JT.
He is. But
and if I'm going to give up some minutes, you're going to have to take him from me.
Exactly. I mean, he's still a veteran, and he's competitive, and he's not walking away. He is the starting point guard.
Right.
He's come into camp in as good a shape as we've seen him. I mean,
he is
getting up and down the floor. He had a couple of, I call him, he DJs people, right? Get a little shot fake, get somebody in the air, get to the free throw line. I mean, he's got his whole bag of tricks out early here in the preseason. So let's not forget about him.
I completely agree. And I love what Cliff said yesterday. We all have to get back because DJ gets knocked down a lot. So we
got to
attack in the basket. But veterans coming into training camp, how hard was that for you towards the end of your career? And I think about some of the DJs, Al Farouk Aminu, some of those guys, Vooch and Evan. The guys, the most tenured guys on this team, isn't it hard kind of ramping up for another training camp? You know what to expect through the rigors of an NBA season. How difficult was that?
Well, I think, because, you get used to, your body and what it's going to take and the time frame to be ready for, in this case, October 23rd, for opening night. So yeah, you know, it didn't surprise me when Steve Clifford yesterday is kind of getting on the veterans a little bit about you know, bringing it in camp and everything, and that's probably a good thing because he sent in a message, as Jake pointed, to the whole team. But those guys, they're professionals. They'll be ready. You know, they're doing all their other work that you've got to do, you know, with your film and your shooting and things like that. I think it does get easier with time as far as the expectations and knowing what you've got to get out of camp. There's no question about that. You know, the problem with, you know, Father Time forces you to spend a little bit more time after camp, after practices, you know, whether it's in the whirlpool, on the massage table, with the trainer, just getting ready for that next day.
JT, always great to see you. Let's enjoy this one on Saturday and look forward to getting back to work on the ninth.
Boy, I am. I'm excited, Dante.
All right. He is Jeff Turner, Jake Chapman, our producer. I'm Dante Marcatelli. Have a great night, everyone. Steve Clifford, head coach of the Magic, joins us tomorrow right here at 6 o'clock, Magic Drive Time on 96.9 The Game.
The Orlando Magic Team Shop at Amway Center is the official destination for authentic Magic gear, including the latest apparel for men, women, and children. Pick up clothing and accessories for any type of fan. Purchase cool collectibles and memorabilia, or snag our latest Nike jerseys to feel like your favorite Orlando Magic players. Stop by the Team Shop at Amway Center Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., or head to OrlandoMagicShop.com to get your gear now.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.